At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Intelligence type with astrology case study. Abe's ascendant lies in Swati, Libra, a nakshatra ruled by Rahu and known for its independent intellect, adaptability, and love of balance. With Libra rising, his cognitive framework is oriented toward relational fairness, social navigation, and aesthetic harmony, while Swati adds a highly intellectual and flexible mental core. This combination reflects strong interpersonal, linguistic, and existential intelligence, a psyche that learns through contrast, negotiates through language, and grows by pushing boundaries while maintaining inner grace. In the second house, Venus in Anuradha reflects refined interpersonal and emotional intelligence, deeply linked to value systems, self-worth, and speech. Venus here gives Abhay a strong appreciation for harmony, beauty, and emotional bonding within close personal or familial settings. Anuradha adds loyalty and deep relational insight, making him especially sensitive to unspoken dynamics. He likely uses diplomacy, aesthetic awareness, or emotional tone as tools for resource building and relationship management. Sun in Purva Ashada in the third house brings leadership and motivational power to his communication and learning style. This position enhances existential and linguistic intelligence, giving Abhay a persuasive voice and clarity in asserting beliefs. He learns through experience and shares knowledge with confidence and warmth. Purva Ashada adds emotional fire and the capacity to inspire others, ideal for storytelling, motivational communication, or any domain where belief and voice meet. The fourth house cluster, Mercury, Saturn, and K2 in Capricorn, defines a structured, layered mental-emotional core. Mercury in Uttara Ashada gives him linguistic and logical-mathematical intelligence with a preference for practical, ordered thinking and speech rooted in ethics. Saturn in Shravana adds depth, emotional restraint, and a pattern-based intellect. K2 in Uttara Ashada infuses existential intelligence, supporting profound emotional detachment and clarity around spiritual and psychological truths. This house shows a mind trained by emotional restraint, philosophical perception, and critical patterning, ideal for counseling, writing, or subtle emotional design. In the fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha amplifies intrapersonal intelligence through introspection, futuristic thinking, and emotional detachment. He likely has a visionary or non-conventional mind when it comes to education, creativity, or belief systems. Shatabisha gives an instinct for healing, independence, and decoding hidden emotional patterns. His intelligence here is best expressed through conceptual teaching, problem-solving, or spiritual synthesis, especially in therapeutic or analytical fields. Moon in Uttarabhadrapada in the sixth house lends him deeply rooted naturalist and emotional intelligence in day-to-day functioning. This placement supports therapeutic routine, somatic awareness, and emotional resilience in adversity. The moon here helps Abhay tune into unconscious rhythms and subtle shifts, excellent for wellness guidance, healing professions, or emotionally attuned systems work. He likely needs solitude and structure to regulate his sensitive emotional field. Rahu in Pushya, in the 10th house, reflects his drive for interpersonal and existential intelligence in career. Pushya gives nurturing authority and ethical intent. Rahu adds originality and psychological intensity. Abhay may be drawn to unique leadership roles in healing, advocacy, or emotional systems design, especially those involving care, community, or ethical technology. His public persona is emotionally aware, strategic, and impact-focused. Lastly, Mars in Maga in the 11th house points to bodily kinesthetic and social intelligence activated in group settings and long-term goals. Maga adds charisma and ancestral wisdom. Mars provides drive and precision. Abhay likely exerts influence through focused action, digital coordination, or performance-based leadership. His learning is activated in social environments where strength, poise, and creative leadership are needed to move vision into form. Together, Abhay's chart reflects a richly layered intelligence profile. Philosophical, expressive, emotionally attuned, and socially graceful. He blends discipline with empathy, intellect with symbolism, and presence with subtle influence. His mind is structured for relational leadership, transformative insight, and emotionally intelligent design. Career based on intelligence. Abhay's Libra ascendant in Swati, with its Rahu-ruled intellectual agility and relational elegance, sets the tone for a career built on adaptability, emotional intelligence, and purposeful communication. His strongest intelligence types, interpersonal, linguistic, existential, intrapersonal, and naturalist, converge into a professional style that is perceptive, articulate, emotionally responsive, and grounded in meaning. He is well-suited to roles that involve guidance, systems thinking, relational design, and healing through structure or dialogue. His Venus in Anuradha, in the second house, brings emotionally intelligent refinement to his value system and public voice. This supports careers where interpersonal and aesthetic sensitivity are required to manage people, brands, or emotional climates, such as conflict mediation, emotionally intelligent branding, counseling, or cultural liaison work. Anuradha's loyalty and depth give him the ability to sense subtle emotional undercurrents and maintain harmony through truth and strategic care. Sun in Purva Ashada, in the third house, enhances his linguistic and existential intelligence in communication. This makes Abhay naturally persuasive, inspiring, and capable of expressing complex truths in motivating ways. He could thrive as a speaker, writer, values-based educator, or facilitator of personal transformation through language. His mind is built for belief-driven storytelling and emotionally charged communication that uplifts and reorients others. In the fourth house, Mercury, Saturn, and Ketu, in Uttara Ashada and Shravana, give him a structured, philosophical, and emotionally discerning mind, ideal for careers involving emotional systems, writing, counseling, or therapeutic design. His thinking is layered and detached, allowing him to hold emotional weight without being consumed by it. This supports roles such as trauma-informed strategist, psychological educator, or high-integrity communicator, particularly in fields where language meets emotional complexity. Jupiter in Shatabisha in the fifth house amplifies intrapersonal intelligence, positioning Abe as a conceptual guide and visionary thinker. He may find fulfillment in teaching, mentoring, or innovating in healing systems or future-oriented thought. Shatabisha supports work in holistic mental health, alternative therapies, or systemic analysis, especially where traditional structures are challenged and reimagined. He learns and leads through insight, reform, and forward-thinking frameworks. Moon in Uttara Bhadrapada in the sixth house gives him naturalist intelligence in service and wellness environments. He likely thrives when routine is emotionally attuned and guided by intuitive structure. This supports therapeutic roles, emotional diagnostics, somatic coaching, or work in healing spaces that require quiet observation and emotional regulation. He serves not just by doing, but by feeling into the system and offering calm, embodied solutions. With Rahu and Pushya in the 10th house, his career is driven by a desire to nurture, heal, and lead through ethical care and emotional depth. He may excel in professions that combine public service, emotional literacy, and relational systems, such as conscious leadership, wellness entrepreneurship, education reform, or healing advocacy. Rahu's intensity paired with Pushya's nurturing signature points to innovation in traditional roles, often guided by emotional strategy and vision. Finally, Mars in Maga in the 11th house lends bodily kinesthetic and social intelligence to his long-term goals. This placement supports leadership in group dynamics, project execution, or performance-based strategy, especially when tied to legacy, values, or community reform. Maga gives him the dignity and determination to lead through presence and lineage, making him well-suited to movements, networks, or collective healing projects with high standards and deeper purpose. Altogether, Abhay is meant for work that blends insight and emotion, structure and expression, care and clarity. He leads not through dominance, but through presence, guiding systems and people with emotional precision, intellectual depth, and a vision of how things could be made whole. His intelligence is best expressed where language, healing, and meaning converge.